I'm Nicholas Boulogeorgis. I'm a full-time faculty member at the School of Business and Social Sciences. The topic was whether unemployment was an economic problem or a social issue. And I looked at multiple factors because a good or a bad economy definitely impacts different groups, but also those groups are impacted based on the level of both their hard and soft skills. Hard skills is specific to an area and they cannot be transferred. For example, if you're a historian, you cannot have expertise in math. Soft skills are skills that are transferable, and it has to do with mostly social skills, whether you get along with groups, you get along with people, you can work collaboratively, from the simple things to, you know, from good manners and demeanor to more complicated things. As far as your communication skills, both in writing as well as verbally. This had to do with, is it an economic problem or a social issue? And it's really a little bit of both, because one is impacting the other. One of the things that I found was that social mobility is a major factor when there is a downturn in the economy, in the economic cycle. Whether you lose your job and you can find a job, and how quickly you can find your job, it's a combination of how much your hard skills are updated as well as your soft skills, which also includes networking. So if you have a good network and you're socially, well, and you're physically mobile, you can be also socially mobile. Because social mobility has to do with improving and moving up in income and class.
You presented this in Madrid, mm-hmm. and it's now published. Would you like to see this research applied to real life?
Well, what I try to teach my students is they're here not only for the hard skills by taking specific courses that lead to a major, but also social skills. For example, using or not using texting or emails during a lecture, it's a part of a social skill. You wouldn't do that at work. So I'm trying to combine, and I'm trying to educate him in more ways than one, not only the content of the course, but also social skills that come from the course and how those can be applied to anything else that they do in life. Mm-hmm. It's a lifelong learning process. Learning doesn't stop, and that learning applies to both soft skills and hard skills.
So do these skills that you mention in the study benefit certain
yes.
people during
the benefit
tough times?
Everyone, because who stops evolving as far as learning either social skills, or because some people start out in life being shy and timid, and as they evolve they become more outgoing, more social, they get along better with people, they work as a group toward a common goal, and etc.